to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and y'all, this week has been, it's been something else. I was kind of talking to a bunch of my students and just kind of getting a feel for how they've been doing, how I can help. And as we're talking, it's becoming abundantly clear that a lot of them are not in a good spot. One of my students failed a really big paper that we'd been working on for a while. He didn't fail it, but he didn't get the grade he wanted. So in his head, he's failed, which is something we're working on. Another one was at a track meet and, you know, was doing pole vault and missed the first place slot by 2 inches. And the scariest part is, they've jumped way higher before. They just weren't mentally focused on the meet and, you know, and they're beating themselves up about it. And this really got me thinking the other day, because I got off a call with a bunch of them and I asked them all, I said, well, you know, what is going on? Like, I understand that you're having these trials that are, you know, really not easy to go through. And I get that, but what is it that you need from me? How can I be helpful to make this process easier for you? And all of them just said, keep doing what you're doing. And I said, what does that mean? And they're like, Bobby, you are just, you don't always give us advice. You ask us if we want advice and you genuinely just sit there and you listen when we talk. Doesn't matter how outrageous or how foolish we might think we're acting or whatever. You just listen. And that's so helpful. I'm like, all right, cool. I can do that. So we get off the call. And my brain's just kind of going at that point. And I, you know, hop back on my computer, start doing some research, start doing some outreach things. And I hear this noise. And I take my headphones off. And I'm like, what is that? I'm starting to listen a little closer. And I start hearing some John Mayer. And I'm like, oh, maybe my roommate, you know, in the suite next to me is just rocking out. So I text him real quick. I was like, hey, man, love that John Mayer. He's like, dude, I'm not even, that's not me. I'm 30 miles away from here. I don't know who's rocking this. I'm like, oh, whatever. So I'll go back to, you know, doing my outreach stuff and it gets louder. I'm like, what is going on? And all of a sudden I start hearing Dark Blue by Jack's Mannequin. And I'm going, man, that song gets you in your feels a little bit, doesn't it? Good choice of music, though. And I go back to doing my outreach and I'm sending, you know, a couple emails to some libraries. I'm sending a couple more emails to schools. And then it gets even louder and I take my headphones off. I'm like, all right, dude, what is going on here? And I'm noticing that there's a lot of acoustic music going on. I'm like, this all sounds really, really familiar. And I start listening closer and I notice that it is the entire Punk Goes Acoustic album number 2. They're just jamming to this whole thing. And yes, it's loud, but I'm going, man, this. So I walk outside, like into the hallway, and I start walking down the hallway up and up, you know, back and forth. And I realize it's nobody on my floor. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's the floor below me because these walls are super thin. So I go downstairs, and lo and behold, the room that is directly below mine is just blasting this stuff. And I look outside. And there's clearly, you know, there's like 2 or 3 garbage bags full of what I can only imagine is clothes because there's clothes on top of it. And a couple what would be keepsakes and this and that. And I'm going, man, looks like someone just went through a breakup. And if they didn't, they're having a time. So I decided to practice what I preach a little bit because a lot of people will say, you know, Bobby, I love your podcast, but something that really sticks with me is no matter how difficult life is, you know, especially with you explaining to us how tough this last year has been on you, you never stopped being kind. No matter how difficult things got, you were always gentle and you were always kind to everyone you talked to. And I said, well, yeah, because at the end of the day, no matter how difficult things get, you're never too busy or you're never in too much of a hurry to be kind. So something that I always have done in my life, but something that really helps me when I'm in a not a good spot is I will do kind things for other people when I'm upset. Because for me, that anger doesn't always get used in a productive manner. And my thought process is, if I can make someone else's day a little bit better, at least that energy is getting put somewhere that's not destructive. One of my best friends, Ellen Sconce, you know, she has a little book, and she wrote that down in her quote book, where I remember in college, I was having a rough day, and she goes, "Bobby, you know, what'd you do today?" And I said, "Well, you know, I had a really terrible night last night, so I thought I'd do something nice for someone else." And she's like, that just stuck with me. So here we are today, and I decided it's time to do this. So I hop in my car, drive all the way over to Superior Bakery, and these people are the nicest, just the nicest people, and their donuts are to die for. So I run over, grab an assorted dozen. And of course, because this place is awesome, they give you a free donut on the way out because they're just that great. So I got my little treat, which was awesome. Even though I forgot that they did that for a second, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So I get back to my room, run upstairs, grab a sticky note and write on there, "Hey man," or "Hey fam, you know, I don't know what's going on, but deep breaths. You've got this. Whatever's going on, you will get through this. And I hope these help." And I went downstairs, put the box of donuts and the sticky note right next to it. And I'd also added a QR code where it has a bunch of my favorite music that's kind of in the same vein of what they were listening to that I listen to when I'm feeling extra angsty, because that does happen. And it's just good music, and I enjoy it. So I go upstairs and I record a couple episodes of the podcast, and I start playing Overwatch for a little bit just to kind of decompress, which I know that's sometimes an oxymoron, but we're not going to get into that one. And game ends. I decide to take my headset off and go get a glass of water. And I hear loudly, this person just shouts, "Thank you, mysterious do-gooder. I frickin' love you." And then you hear the door slam and the music get louder. But in that moment, it really opened my eyes a little bit. I'm like, man, I didn't even do anything. I didn't. I bought a stranger some donuts while it seemed like they, from my perspective, that they were going through a hard time. But again, as I say every ending of every podcast, you make a difference in this world every single day just by being a part of it. And the little random act of kindness that you show towards someone else might not mean anything to you. You might not even think it's a big deal. Like, realistically, I wasted, 45 minutes of my life driving out to get these donuts for them and driving back, and maybe spend a total of, I don't know, $8-$10. To me, this is not a big deal. To me, this is just something that I'm doing because I want to help someone else indirectly. But to that person, that could have meant the absolute world. Someone, a stranger, noticing that they're going through a hard time and wanting to just brighten their spirits a little bit. Now, they could go into work today and just make, they could just be in better spirits. Might not. I'm not saying they're going to be a glowing ray of sunshine, but what I am saying is, they might have a little bit more hope that there's good in this world. And that is why I do this. That is why I record these podcasts. That is why I'm aggressively reaching out to schools to come speak. That is why I want to make this world a better place. Because I see the potential in everything that everyone does. And I see the potential in you. And I truly believe that this world can be an incredible place for everybody involved. That's all I got for everyone. For your homework this week, I want you to just do something nice for someone. Doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be this grand gesture. It can just be something as simple as telling someone that their outfit looks really nice, that you know isn't their run-of-the-mill, "I'm wearing this every other day" outfit. Just something small, or something big if you want. It doesn't matter, it's up to you. But I want you to do something nice for someone else this week. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. If you haven't heard this yet, please listen very closely. You're amazing. You're incredible. You make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. The amount of love that you receive and that you give changes the perspective of so many people, even if you don't see it. I love you very much, and I will catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.